Hi, and welcome to episode 6 of the Gamers 2 podcast. And, how's it been, Nick?
Pretty hot. How's it been with you, Pratnator? Tough, Pratnator!
Oh, yeah. It's up on the site now. We got our logo up on the site if you guys want to go check it out. It's thegamers2.blogspot.com.
Yep, and, better than Pratt. Yeah.
I'm better than Nick. You guys can judge for yourself. Comment.
Yeah, it's obvious that I'm better, but anyways.
Yeah, sure. So, Dave, how's it been for you?
Meh.
Life's been treating you okay?
It's been okay.
Yeah, life's been okay, too, for me.
Got work. Actually, it's been pretty good for me.
Yeah. Got work early in the morning. On like 3 days of the week, it's tiring, but
that ain't too bad. Yeah. You don't do anything; you just sit around and play PSP. So shut up.
It gives you more time to do stuff for the. I work too, Nick.
Yeah, well, I have to work the whole entire time I'm at work.
Yeah, well, I have to leave at like 5 a.m. So, huh?
So I'd rather leave at 5 a.m. and play PSP all day instead of working, getting paid for it.
Anyways, so that's pretty much about our lives. Anyways, we'll go on to.
Obviously the big news is the logo, and it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, pretty much. Go check out the site and everything. It's a nice site. I made it so now you don't even have to log in or anything to comment. You can be anonymous or whatever you want to call yourself.
Yeah, like how you always post on ours.
Yeah, somebody has to.
Yeah, we wanted to get my girlfriend Megan on the show, but couldn't work out.
Yeah, we'll have her on next show, don't worry.
Yeah. We're going to bring the, she's the RPG type of gamer, so we'll get the insight of a female view, I guess.
Yeah.
So, even though it's not that fat.
There are no girls on the internet. Come on now.
Yeah. I was surprised when I met her. You play WoW?
Well, no. Apparently, at least one of us is lucky enough to have a girlfriend. So, Dave, do you have a girlfriend, huh?
You should know the answer to that, man. Come on now.
I know that. I'm not going.
How about
that
you, Pratik? Huh? The Pratnator?
We all know this answer. It's no.
Why? Come on, Pratik. You're Indian. I mean, okay, if there's any girls out there out of our 10 subscribers that want to be with Pratt, just be with Pratt, because he's a good guy. And, just make sure you like Sony, otherwise he won't leave you alone. Well, anyways, continue.
How do you follow that? I mean, okay, anyways, we'll go on to our, instead of the 5-second question for this week, I'll try to include a riddle.
I'm gonna suck at this.
Just once. It's this riddle as well. What game am I? Okay, I'm like an imaginary friend. Tournaments are what I like best. I haven't been around since 2004. I said no to the 360 this year, and I'm a game of epic proportions. What game am I?
Unreal Tournament something.
Unreal Tournament.
3, or what the hell is it?
Yeah, 3. Good job.
Oh!
You guys are easy. I told you it was an easy one.
Kicked ass. I won.
You see?
I beat Dave in a riddle, and Dave loves Unreal Tournament. Don't you, Dave?
Yeah, it's okay.
You like it? Like, I put down, I'm like an imaginary friend, meaning it's not real or unreal. Tournaments are what I like best, so I guess it's good.
Well, that gave it away.
Okay.
And then you said no to 360. I was like, oh, that's the...
Turn up their sensitivity or something.
What the hell's going on?
Whoa, sorry about that.
Yeah.
That was Dave.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Am I good now?
Yeah, you're fine.
The hell did you do?
Yeah, what did you
do? I don't
know,
I pressed some random button on my audio. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Anyways, and the part that said I haven't been around since 04, I mean, come on. Unreal Tournament 2004 was their last big one. And I said
you're
no.
A big one.
And then I said no to the 360 this year, meaning it's only on PS3 and PC this year. And I'm a game of epic proportions. Epic's the developer.
Oh, nice, Pratt. Yeah. Way to go. Attaboy.
I tried to
Tried to be witty, huh?
Yeah, those riddles were all me, by the way. I thought of them. Yeah, I know, it's a little bit too easy, but, you know, if I tried to make it too hard, then you guys would go like, what?
Or it'd be like something stupid, and we'd be like, Pratt, you're dumb.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll just try to get through this stuff. What have you been playing? So I guess I'll start it off with what have I been playing. I've been
so Pratt, what have you been playing?
Yeah, I'm getting to that. I've been I've been playing PS3. I've been playing Stardust. I beat your score, but then you came right back and killed it.
By a mil. I kicked your ass.
I know. Yeah, I had it at like 2.1 million, and then you came back at like over 3 million.
Yeah, I know. I'm
low.
I know, but I had you beat for a little while there. This is good enough.
Yeah, for like what, a day? By 100,000?
Hey.
Kicked your ass.
The point is, I had you beat for a little while.
You know what the funny part, the story behind that is, like, okay, I beat that score, and then I was on the little high score screen, and was like, haha, I beat Pratt's score by a million, and then I exited out of the game, and then I was like, oh, I want to see who the top guy is, see what his score is at. Anyways, it's at 11 million, but I log back in, and it's my score, like, didn't register or something. I was like, no, I'm still 100,000 behind Fatigue. And then, so that kind of sucked. Then the next day I logged in and it was there, so.
Yep. Oh, well.
I was very happy.
Yep, it's good stuff. And, that'd be yeah, right. I had to crack open the old PS2 this week for Guitar Hero Encore Rock the 80s.
Rocks
the 80s, whatever. I had the box right in front of me, too. 18 in Life's a good song. Some of those songs are, most of them are actually covers, but there's a few original songs on there.
That are real?
Yeah, they're real, like, not covers.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, yeah, there's 18 in Life's a good song. We got the Electric Eye, that's a nice
song. Come on, Iran, Flock of Seagulls.
Judas Priest, Electric Eye, I'm working on that song. I'm trying to master that so I can beat Nick at it.
Yeah, right. You can't beat me at Guitar Hero Pratinator.
I can always try.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. It's been pretty quiet. And PSP, I've been playing some of it at work.
Like I said.
I've been playing some Ratchet. I've been mainly watching videos on my PSP now that I got my 4GB stick up and running. So yeah. It's pretty good.
Well, that's tight.
Okay, yeah. And, so that's all I got. What about you, Nick?
Okay, I've been playing, you guessed it, WoW. Rolled myself up a little pally! Yeah. It's been pretty sweet. Playing that. Playing, Guitar Hero. Rocks the 80s, because I got it before the Pratinator. And, yep, because I went out and bought it at Target, yep. And then, let's see what else have I been playing. Final Fantasy XII, cracked open that game a little. Pretty sweet game. Battle system's a little weird, kind of behind the times, but that's okay. It's okay, guys. It's alright. And, yeah. That's really been about it. I mean, it's been kind of boring. WoW, Guitar Hero, and Final Fantasy XII. Oh, and the occasional Stardust just to beat Pratt. But yeah, that's about it for me. How about you, Dave?
Well, this might come as a shock. I've been playing WoW.
Nuh-uh!
Oh, my
yeah.
God. Oh
no
my God.
Way!
Really?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. No, Dave.
I know.
Dave.
It is amazing.
Don't lie.
But
yeah,
that, like every time.
That's about it. Yep.
Because me and Dave are like addicted to WoW.
Yeah, you should go level a character.
I'm more casual at WoW.
You haven't been on in like.
I played a little. Yesterday I played a little. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, for like what 5 minutes?
I leveled to 8. Okay.
Oh, you did 8. That boy. What do you have, rest XP or what?
Pretty much.
But yeah, we should, at the end of the show, we should play, let's see, what's the song called? I forget. I Am Murloc.
You're Murloc.
It's a good song.
You're in charge of that.
I'll send it to you, Pratik.
Yeah, I'll put it on.
Pratik, you suck at editing.
I edited the last show quite a bit, like when we paused, like in the middle of the show, because like everything like shut down. You didn't even notice when you listened, like where we paused and everything.
Yeah, you did, because you got louder all of a sudden. So we have audio issues.
Yeah, we have audio issues. I'm working on them. Don't worry.
I think they're getting better. Once again, we have no Mike. No Mike Gower. That kid just does not want to come on the show. Actually, no, he just doesn't want to come online whatsoever.
Where is he
even? I don't know.
Like, I haven't seen him.
He like sits around and he hasn't even been on like X-Fire or anything. I haven't seen him forever.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
I haven't seen him for like a month since my birthday party.
Oh.
Which was a month ago tomorrow.
Oh wow, so 17 in a month.
Yeah, no, I've been 17 for a month, Pratt.
Oh, yeah, well, what are you talking about? It is 17 in a month.
No, what you're saying is that I'm going to be 17 in a month. What I'm saying is I have been 17 for a month.
Oh, well, I don't know.
You're kind of dumb like that, Pratt Nander.
I'm smarter
than
you.
Stop insulting. He's got a point, Nick. He's got a point.
Who's got a point?
Check out my GPA, okay?
Your GPA sucks.
It's decent. It's not bad. Like 3.84 or something. It's just...
Well, for an Indian, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's pretty bad for an Indian.
Oh, yeah, way to put me down.
We gotta do something.
I was actually complimenting your race.
I know. And, well, I got Student of the Year in Science, too, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, Wes got Student of the Year in Spanish, so we know how good that is.
Nuh-uh, are you serious? That kid sucks in Spanish.
It's Spanish, okay? It's not, like, super, super important.
Dude, I should have gotten Student of the Year in Spanish.
Yeah, so we can tell how important those awards are.
Oh, my God.
The Spanish award's not important, but the science one... Okay.
How so?
Because science is more important than Spanish, okay?
How so?
You really don't know that, okay. Oh my god.
Alright, focus, video games.
Yeah, I
all
know,
right.
It's enough about our lives. People don't want to hear about it. Unless you do, yes. Then send us mail and tell us to do it, then I'll do it.
Okay. Yeah. I think we'll do anything for a couple bucks.
Well, maybe, I don't know.
Depends on the
circumstances there. Anyway, we'll move on to the topic of the week then. Our topic of this week is, what is the importance of third-party exclusives at this generation?
What the hell does that mean?
Well, you don't know? Okay, anyways... Well, it's basically like, how are the third-party exclusives important for this generation? Like, you see, like, lots of third-party games going multi-platform, so it's pretty weird. Like, plenty of them. You can name a lot of them. Nick, don't you want to name some?
Why don't you name some for me?
Okay, fine. We got Devil May Cry 4. It's a big one that went multi-platform. We also got, older games too, like the Oblivion and stuff that got ported over to PS3. I mean, so
isn't Devil May Cry 4 going to be multi-platform?
Yeah, that's what I just said. So
I didn't hear you.
It basically comes down to first party this generation for, I mean, obvious reasons, like they're not going anywhere, like other places, so people got, like, the companies, they can't, like, count too much on third parties this generation, because first of all, development costs are, well, a lot more for these newer games than they were for the last generation, and Yeah, just, I guess from a business point of view, it just makes sense to, like, make multi-platform stuff, but that's not good for, like, each individual company, even though it's good for, like, gaming as a whole.
It's also good for the company who happens to be making the game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's very good for them, actually. But, yeah. It's just that, the thing is, it's, apparently it's, they're, like, porting between a PS3 and a 360, like, people just take the lazy way and, like, use minimal settings of both systems, so, like, say it's an easy port, so basically you're not getting, like, that much good quality game that you would have gotten if it was, exclusive to that platform.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I know. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, you'll notice that, like, if you play, a multi-platform game on your, PS3, let's say you play, what's another shooter that's multi-platform or something? Well, how about this, Madden on, PS3, and the 360 version actually looks better than the PS3 version because, EA is making it on the 360 and, porting it over to PS3.
Oh, so that's why it looks better.
On the 360, yeah. Well, games like Burnout and stuff, they're being developed on the PS3 first, and they're being ported over to 360, so Burnout...
Lazy developers.
Yeah. But the thing is interesting is the guys at the Infinity Ward who make Call of Duty 4, like, they actually did it, so we're like... it's all equal on every platform and stuff. So, on one of the shows I was watching, I don't know, I forgot which one. Like, they had an interview with the guys that made the Call of Duty 4. They're making it, and they were talking about like how they won't accept anything like under 60 frames per second on any of their games. Madden on PS3 is only running at 30 while it's running at 60 on the 360. So, when they ask, like, why are you, like, when the interviewer asks, why are you doing this, like, it's like, because it's unacceptable to have it, like, under 60 frames per second for our game. Like, we want our game to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, it's like, how did you do it? And they, like, the guys, it was like, I don't know, we programmed it, like, the guy. I know, like, it's that hard or anything. So, yeah. EA, it can be done if you just take the time and program it. Don't be so lazy.
Yeah, jeez. Freaking lazy people.
Yeah.
LOL.
Anyways.
Awful.
Copter.
LMAO.
There's
yep.
There's more stuff that, like, there are third-party exclusives out there. PS3 still hanging on to Metal Gear.
Yeah.
That's
about all they have. I just can't play Metal Gear. I'm just not a Metal Gear fan, that's all.
Metal Gear's awesome, okay?
Yeah, well, we're not all fanboys like you, so just shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Now that I don't like Microsoft, but...
Yeah, well, what about all the Final Fantasy games? Even though they're a long ways off, trust me, they're still PS3 exclusives.
Yeah, I do like the Final Fantasy games.
Yep. I'd be very surprised to see the Final Fantasy games go to 360, mainly because they're like really hardcore Japanese games, and I doubt that they'd go to 360.
I don't think they'd go to 360 either.
Something like
definitely not.
Something like Metal Gear might, just because that's like.
I don't think so.
But you know, I heard that if you develop a game for PS3, using like all the PS3 stuff, it's not an easy port to the 360. It's because, well, see.
Yeah, well, I know they won't lose. Probably won't lose Metal Gear just for the fact that it's kind of Japanese in a way.
Well, it is Japanese.
Yeah, so, we all know how well Sony is doing in Japan.
Yeah, they're doing a lot better than Microsoft in Japan, so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
I wonder why.
Japan's main, like, Nintendo territory right now.
Wonder why.
Yeah. Because Nintendo's stance on this whole thing is better at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, they're cheaper, easy to develop for. I mean,
development costs are less.
I know.
Thus, people want to make games.
Yeah, but you don't see too many, like, AAA titles going to Wii. I mean, honestly. Like, it's more casual games and stuff going to Wii. Like,
definitely more of casual games, but still, that's what's selling, so they're kicking ass.
I know, like, that's what sells. That's what they're going to make money. I mean, you can't blame him.
I don't blame him. I bought a Wii.
Oh, dang it, I spiked again. Anyways.
Stop spiking, damn it.
I'm working on it.
Why is it always spiking?
Don't worry. See, I got the little meter right here, and I'm trying to keep it low so it doesn't spike for you guys that are listening. I know it's annoying. Anyway.
Yeah, I couldn't even listen to the last part of our podcast. That's how annoying it was.
I know, but I'm working on it right now, okay? Because I got the meter right in front of me. I'm trying not to go over it. Anyways.
No, you've done it like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, it's a lot less than last episode.
Yeah. Well, we're working on getting none. No spikes!
Oh, on our way there.
Do I ever spike? I don't think so.
Oh. You're just really loud.
Kind of like in real life.
See, right there, you came close to it, Brad. You were going into yellow and orange territory right there, while I'm getting
green. Yeah, but
that's
just kind of how I am.
The truth of that statement.
I'm just loud.
I know you're loud.
I'm a loud person. I like being loud. You got a problem with it, Bradnator?
No, I do not have a problem with it.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Brad, you're going to die.
Whoa. That was a little... That was a little uncalled for.
Let me just continue on with the show here, because we...
Oh, sorry.
We're just sidetracking too much this episode.
We kind of like to do that.
Yeah. Anyways, I guess you had enough on the third-party exclusives.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Anyways, let's move on to, like, news and stuff. So,
okay.
Nick, you have any news to share with us?
I don't know.
You don't have any gaming news?
None that I can think of.
I have a
teeny bit of news.
What? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Tell
him. WoW reached a new milestone.
Oh, yeah, 9 mil. I saw that.
9 million accounts worldwide. Now, this is active accounts, people.
Yeah, but apparently it's been dropping.
They reached 9 million. Are you saying it's dropping? They've gained 500,000.
Yeah.
I don't think it's dropping.
Well, yeah, that's gonna... Anyways, we got some more news here, too, just besides WoW stuff. I also got some news on PS3 stuff. Firmware 1.9 came out, where you can create your own... where you can have your own images and stuff as the background instead of their lame, boring image, kind of like what they have in the PSP. And they made the interface a little bit better, I guess.
Sorry.
More news here. We had four new Guitar Hero 3 tracks that were revealed today.
They are?
Oh, we had a ZZ Top song called La Grande or something. I don't know. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What song?
Suck My Kiss.
Oh, that's a decent one.
Iron Maiden, Number of the Beast, and Dragon Force Through the Fire and Flames.
Oh, that'll be a fun one to play.
Yeah.
That one's gonna be tough.
And there's some, the previous tracks that have some good stuff, like Kiss, they have Rock and Roll All Night, they have Rolling Stones, Paint It Black, Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, Paint It Black. Wow.
They have Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Alice Cooper's School's Out.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Oh,
wow.
This one's Fog Hat Slow Ride, huh? And, yeah, there's some other stuff, too, but whatever.
We'll throw up a link in the show notes for you guys if you want to check them out.
Yeah, no, Nick, you're doing that, because I'm not gonna...
Yeah, I know. I know I'm doing it.
Yeah. Anyways, NPD numbers also came out for the month of June. Yeah, it's PS3's doing a... Well, like it did in the past few months, staying close, steady around 80,000, around there. Maybe close.
I love how we start out with PS3.
Yeah, it's because...
That's because the person who's reading them is a Sony fanboy.
What's his name? Tepratinator? Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Come on, the three... Fine, how about this? We got a DS is doing pretty good, too. How about that? I'll start off with another Nintendo handheld instead of...
But you already started off with Sony.
Yeah, so let's just continue on with the Sony, since you already started off there.
What? Why do you... Well, okay, how about... I'll just go off in order. There's a... Wii's on top, as always, outselling PS3 4-1, Xbox 360
Who saw that coming?
Xbox 360 is outselling PS3 2-1, and DS is outselling PSP like 2.5 or something to 1.
Kicking ass,
yeah.
As usual.
Anyways, this month will be a different story since the PS3's a price cut and everything. Sales are actually reported to be up, like, past the 360.
That price cut is total bull. You know that?
Yeah. It is. It's stupid.
Why, you don't like the price cut?
Well, it's... Okay, they're cutting the price, but they also happen to be discontinuing the model that they're cutting the price on.
I know, but after the 60-gig model's gone away, you'll be able to get the 80-gig one for $499, because...
Sure. Sure they will.
Of course you will.
Okay. Sure.
Really?
I'm sure.
Sure. I won't believe it till I see it. Exactly.
Yeah, come on. The development cost for the 80-gig system's a lot less than the 60-gig one for some reason. Oh, yeah, because they took out the PS2 hardware in it. So.
Yeah, which will make backwards compatibility worse.
You see it, like, the games that are on the backwards compatibility list will play, like, better, but, you know. The list
is a lot smaller.
Hey,
guess what?
Now.
Guess what?
What?
The Wii plays pretty much every game.
Well, that's because of
the GameCube.
Well, the GameCube's built in on the side.
And
exactly!
And guess what?
What?
Heck, the PS2 could play any PS1 game.
Not my original one. That thing was so messed up. I think I screwed it up, though, so...
Well, it's probably your fault. Come on,
check
now.
It. See, my PS3 can play my PS2 games and my PS1 games because I got the one with the PS3 parts inside. So if you guys want that feature, go buy one now because it'll be gone for...
And it looks... And they downgrade the graphics.
It upscales to 1080p.
Yeah, but it looks like complete crap.
No, it doesn't.
It does. It does.
Compared to what they look like off on a PS2, it does.
Before the upscaling,
they look they look exactly the same in my opinion.
Yeah,
but
before
you guys just I don't really care about graphics, so.
I'm just saying, you would think, you know, you could at least keep it the same.
They are keeping it the same, Dave. Dave, come to my house. I'll play a PS2 game on my PS3, and it'll look like. The same, okay?
I'm saying on all games. Some of the games do look worse on a PS3.
Like what games?
Yeah.
I forget what one it was. It was like it was a Final Fantasy game that the
Final
guy was
Fantasy
playing.
Final Fantasy 10, right?
I think so.
Yeah, well...
I haven't tried that on my PS3.
Yeah. Anyways... Try to see, let's see. Any more news I got here?
I think...
I don't see anything newsworthy.
Breaking news. In World of Warcraft, you can die as a ghost.
Oh, yeah.
How?
I remember that.
Fatigue. If you go out into the deep water, you get fatigue. And, you die as a ghost. Good stuff.
So what do you just get back to the graveyard?
Yep.
So you die as a ghost. Didn't you just talk to the spirit healer and just...
Yeah, that's what you have to do. You can't get back to your corpse if you're way out.
Well, that was
I found that funny.
Anyways, I tried to keep this episode short, so, that's it.
I think we're about... That's about it for news.
That's about it for this week. I mean, there's nothing really that big newsworthy. I don't know. I told Dave to work on a new segment of his own called Dave's Rant.
Dave's Rant.
I have nothing to rant about.
Yeah, so after
I'm sure he'll find rant, something.
After
well, darn right,
one,
I will.
After he thinks of one, well, I'll put that up too as a special episode.
Dave's Rant. That's perfect.
I know. Anyway,
it is, isn't it, though?
Yeah, I know.
Something. He's always got a rant about something.
So,
who knows where we'll be next?
Yeah, so, look out for that on the site, or, yeah. Anyways, that's all we got for this episode. So, I'll try to get one up next week, too, so,
Yeah, we're going to try to get Megan on.
Yeah, we'll try to get her on next week. So, Dave, if you have a girlfriend, you know, you can invite her on next week.
Go to hell, you can invite yours on too, bitch.
Yeah, Pratik, why don't you invite yours?
I don't know, apparently the whole gaming thing doesn't impress the ladies that much. Except for you, Nick, since...
Impresses my lady.
Yeah, I know, you got lucky.
Lucky? Shut up, I waited forever. Okay, anyways, that's a different story.
Yeah, you don't want to get into that story.
No, let's not even get into that, that's too long.
Oh, yeah, well, see ya, and...
See you, kids. You know what we're going to try to do? We're going to try to do an intro, but Pratik's just dumb. So, anyways, if we don't get an intro, blame Pratik.
You make one, Nick, then I'll put one
You make one. You're the Pratinator. What stopped you?
I do all the recording, all the editing. I put it up there and everything. You can't even make the intro?
No.
Okay.
It's your job. You're the host.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I'll think about
because I'm better than Pratt, all right?
Yeah.
I'm better than Pratt. Just read the logo. Just read the logo.
Check out the site. Email us. Our email's on the site.
Gamers2@gmail.com.
Yeah,
my bad.
The site is thegamers2.blogspot.com. Check it out and see you next time.